personally, it's been a surreal nightmare. Whereas I woke up after the nightmare thinking I've woke up, yeah, and then woke up the second time, yeah, realizing I was still in the dream. Yeah. And it was a realistic nightmare. It was in full colour, very vivid, and I'll always remember it.
And what was happening?
Well, what it is imagine you're a child and you live in an area and you understand that that's your street and you see it every day, and that was what's in your mind. And imagine in a dream though, you go out that street and then you're in a strange place and your mind has to start making things up for what's there. In other words, you're going into the unknown. So your mind then is left to making up what you've seen and what you've learned in your life. And then that gets muggled up with a real life. And it can get sometimes get scary and sometimes get good. But
and did you wake up and you were actually like...
Yeah, what? I woke up after a nightmare, after a bad dream. One of them dreams I think everybody has, if you're getting chased or, you know, falling off the edge of a cliff or whatever. They say that in a dream, you know, if you fall off the edge of a cliff and hit the bottom, you're dead, aren't you? You don't wake up, but that's not right. Because I managed to stick on till the end and dive in the sea at the bottom, but I think, yeah.
And what do you find more scary? The dream
more
itself
scary,
or when you wake up and you're like lying in bed and it's dark and you've got to like think about that dream?
Well, that's an odd question.
The reality or the...
Sometimes reality is more scary than the dream. Sometimes the dream's more scary than reality. It depends where you're living and what you're doing at the time. I spent time like in the early 70s in Northern Ireland when I was filling body bags up with kids and that, you know, after the IRA bombs and stuff. And I've had things like that in my mind, you know. And I've had good times like seeing a beach in Thailand, you know, with a beautiful woman and all everything you need under the palm tree. So your mind in real life takes in everything.
Yeah.
So when you go to sleep, you can only dream about what you know. It's like a computer, the head's like a computer. When you sleep, it can only produce what you've seen.
Yeah.
And sometimes everything you've seen muggles up.
Yeah.
You know, it gets mixed up like a deck of cards getting shuffled before a game. And then that's the dream.
That's
so you've got to be scary, you've got to wake up. Sometimes people try and find a point to the dream. Some people just wake up. You can have a real vivid dream and not remember it till the afternoon. You can have a number of, because all dreams are only 5 seconds or 5 minutes, they're all different dots, memory. And usually it's the last 5 minutes before you wake up and remember.
Yeah, no, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, other times you just don't remember much or ever.